This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Why you want to listen to the DJV program? Well, because it's pertinent, it's fun, there are lovable people on the air here like me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria is not with us today because she celebrated her anniversary and has decided to, dry out, work it off, shake it off, whatever it is. All right, so we get to work here, Jennifer, with some trending items.
Yeah, this is a big one. Good news, I guess, if you're a woman with plans to travel to Saudi Arabia or if you identify as a feminist. Saudi women celebrated taking the wheel for the first time in decades this past weekend as the kingdom overturned the world's only ban on female motorists. We heard this was coming. It is now here. It's a historic reform that is expected to usher in with it a new era of social mobility. It's part of the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman plan to modernize the conservative state, but it's been denied by the jailing of female activists who long opposed the driving ban. Now, women in Riyadh and other cities began motoring around the streets bathed in amber light soon after the ban was lifted at midnight because they couldn't wait for the sun to come up. Some of them were blasting music behind the wheel, many of them saying that they felt like free birds finally allowed to be behind the wheel of a car. This is really good news. It is a sign and really a sign of good things to come, I think, for Saudi Arabia and their progressive-thinking crown prince who seems to be ushering in a whole new era for women in that area.
Lots of border stuff. I didn't say anything because I think you said it all. I think it bothers me. We have comments about it, but it bothers me a little bit. There are a couple things bother me. One, that women are treated that way, and B, that we're sticking our nose in somebody else's business, and not in the sense that we're telling them, the rest of the world, telling them what to do, but it is nice to have what the rising tide brings up all boats or something. Isn't that, there's an expression that's close to that. Not exactly, but close. All right, so the border situation, as we continue to try to understand, most people, and I shouldn't say all of us, because some people just don't care. It's all right if you don't. You can tune out for a few minutes while we talk about the
Never
investigation.
Say that. Come on, Dougie.
What? Go away if you don't want to listen. But then you may miss something, right? It's the old expression, miss a minute, miss a lot. Department of Homeland Security says it has a plan to reunite immigrant children separated from their families. Announcement comes after all of last week's conversation back and forth on immigration policy. Practice of separating children from their parents ended with the executive order curbing that process. So over the weekend, the department has released a fact sheet suggesting 522 children had already been reunited with their parents and no timeline really for the rest of the unifications. The deportation process takes a long time, so it's not clear if families will remain together or separated over the I'm confused by this and all the drama. Is there something that's a takeaway from this that's sort of fast that we can sort of keep in our minds and move on, Jennifer?
Meaning,
from your perspective? Well, the takeaway of, okay, the problem, stop talking about it, it's over, time to move on to the next thing.
No, it's never, this is what the information is that it drives me nuts when I watch people just tooling out of control down this emotional road and people on both the right and the left side of the aisle using pictures and images and sounds of things at the border to try to get political gain. Because until Congress passes legislation, there is no end to this. This is going to continue. And kids are going to be separated from their families because the law is written in such a way, and this seems to be what no one can grasp. It has nothing to do with an executive order that Obama could have passed. It has nothing to do with an executive order that Trump could have passed. All Trump did with the executive order last week is by a stay of execution, essentially. But his administration is already being sued in the courts, just like Obama's was when he tried to do the same thing. Because the law states, back to 1997, and there's a case that this all stems from, that people can only be detained, that the people can only be detained with their kids in detention centers for 20 days. If you have a child, you can only be in that circumstance for 20 days.
Yeah.
Well, we know how government works. And most of the time, government is not able to figure out and give you a court date and give you an appearance before a judge and figure out where you're supposed to go in 20 days. So the Obama administration made the decision to let these people go, catch and release, with a court date so that they'd come back, which none of them ever did, right? The majority of them just took off.
Right.
Now, the Trump administration is going to have to deal with this same problem. They have a 20-day window to try to figure out what to do with these people. Do you let them into the country? Do you send them back across the border? What do you do? And people who come here illegally know that. And so many of them are coming here with children on purpose because they feel like it's going to give them a free pass into the country. Some of them are not even their kids. In multiple instances, I was talking to someone with Border Patrol over the weekend who said that they come just wandering in with a free pass thinking that it's child is a free pass. So until there is a really significant change in the law and something supersedes this last decision from 1997, nothing's going to be any different. And people are just going to use this as a way to tackle Trump or support Trump or whatever it is. But until we make a real deal and Congress actually gets to work and Democrats actually come to the table and want to talk with Republicans about the two plans that are being floated, nothing is going to change. And it's a bummer because everybody thinks that there's like some magic action that can take, but the law is the law.
Yeah. Well, it's frustrating. The whole thing is frustrating, especially when you see how this is taking it. We think of it in terms of the southern border, but the customs people on the highways of Maine and New Hampshire are the people who are coming across at checkpoints there seem to have the eye of some of the people on both sides, whether it's the customs people or the civil libertarians. When you go up Interstate 95 into this little town of Lincoln, I've been up there a couple of times in my life. When my father's in the clothing business, and he used to represent a manufacturer of clothing, and I was a kid, and he sent me on to these outposts to talk to the people in the stores there. I remember driving up to Lincoln, Maine, on the border of Maine and Canada, Interstate 95. So the Border Patrol said it made 9 drug seizures over the weekend, 2 arrests for immigration violations. There was an 11-hour checkpoint operation. Agents asked those who were driving across in their cars about their place of birth and their citizenship status. So in this statement that came out of the Border Patrol, they said this was a means of preventing smuggling from organizations exploiting transportation systems to get into the United States. So Border Patrol, the folks at the Border Patrol have, the U.S. Supreme Court has, apparently, I'm looking at a couple of things the Supreme Court did last week as an aside. The Supreme Court has affirmed the agency's ability to ask motorist citizenship status even if they don't have any suspicion. One wonders why. What's the reason for that? Why? What are you going to? Why would you take the time to ask them if you're not suspicious? Then why are you wasting time asking them about their status? Give them. There's plenty of other people that might look suspicious, so keep them moving. It's just harassment. That's what it feels like to me, anyway. There's another item here. There are 2 or 3 items when it comes to the border stuff. The business of the Border Patrol setting up checkpoints in New Hampshire and on now apparently on the water. They are checking people who are out on the water. The ACLU in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont filed suit against the Department of Homeland Security, the customs people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because they've been aggressive out at sea. I don't know, 100 years. They're checking planes. I don't. It's like we've become a police state. That's basically, I mean, I can keep reading these. And then on the other side of it, Jennifer, is the reality of what they are protecting us from. So the extremes, we'd like to think that people in these jobs are a little more discerning so that they can flush out things like MS-13 gang members. There are dozens of different examples. Here's an MS-13 gang member smuggling himself and a child into the U.S. In some kind of a boat. The guy's uncle, one-year-old. And so these sorts of things continue. MS-13 and the gang members trying to get in here. Who wants these people in here? So we want the Border Patrol to do their job when it comes to this sort of thing. Here's an MS-13 member, been deported 12 times, was a rapist and used some kind of an immigration loophole to get back in to the country on the 15th of June. He'd been removed since 2009, but he figured out how to get back in with his 7-year-old daughter. These people all want to come here. So what do we do?
It's tough because not everybody can, you know. Yeah. That's the issue, is while there are people who have hardship and we want to help, you can't let every single person into this country because then we can't deal with our own issues.
It becomes confusing. It really does. It gets very confusing. It's 18 after the hour on the DJB program.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drug stores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters. They cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave ventilation unit plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. More information at dryhomenow.com. That's dryhomenow.com or call 888-782-WAVE. That's 888-782-WAVE.
Bro. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And change up the hour here on the DJV program with some entertainment news focusing on the life and times of Brigitte Nielsen. Everybody remember who she is? Raise your hands. Brigitte.
She's more famous than her career is, I think.
You may be right about that. It may be her body that has given her fame and fortune. She's had her fifth child, not big news there, except she was 54. With her first husband. Okay, so let's figure out this circle here, if we can follow this. Try to follow along at home with me. If you're playing bingo, pay attention to this. So, Ms. Nielsen, given birth at the age of 54 to child number 5. Mm-hmm. Her first husband is Mattia Desi.
Well, not her first husband. This is just her first child with her latest husband.
And get the numbers straight here. Her husband is 39, she's 54, welcomed a daughter named Frida. So this is Desi's first child. Nielsen is the mother of 4 from previous relationships. Nielsen has been married 5 times, married to Sylvester Stallone, I think, when she was doing that movie with him. I forget what the name of the movie was. Cobra, that was it, yes. And then she was with Flavor Flav.
Odd. Yes, that's right. Yeah, she had a reality show with him.
Really? And she had a baby with him, too.
I don't know that she and Flav had a baby.
Oh, they didn't have a baby?
No.
She had a bunch of other babies. What are the...
54. Well,
I could get into the dangers of having children at the age of 54, but that's probably another subject for another time, because we need to get to some music news at 25 past the hour. Foo Fighters have helped James Corden close out the Late Show's week-long visit to London with a performance of their hit Best of You from the Central Hall in Westminster before singer Dave Grohl took to the stage after Paul McCartney's Carpool Karaoke Aid aired and sat down with Corden to discuss the Beatles' influence on his music, as well as share an anecdote about a party he attended with McCartney and Taylor Swift. That's an interesting... let's see what that story is of... Let me dig that out here. Okay, the story revolves around a Dave Grohl who's had too much to drink, apparently, attending a party at McCartney's home, Paul performing a new song on a piano. McCartney invited Grohl to do a song for the party. However, Grohl couldn't play the piano because he was drunk. And all of McCartney's guitars were...
I think it's just that he doesn't play piano.
But, oh, there it is. Okay, all right. Not that he was drunk, eh?
Yeah.
All right. And then Dave said Taylor Swift, who was also there, stepped in and started playing a song on the piano that he recognized, but he couldn't place. Grohl's wife was the one who pointed out the song Swift was playing was the Foo Fighters' Best of You. Dave told Corden, then I got up next to her, started singing with her, and he gave her credit for helping him save face in front of McCartney.
It was just cute. Maybe he was a little too drunk if he couldn't remember his own song.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think that's going there. Other musical news here. Nile Rodgers and Chic have come out with a new song, and they also have announced a date for a release of an album. This has been 26 years in the making, apparently. The release of the new single, Till the World Falls. Nile Rodgers and Chic announcing a release for its About Time album. They've been working on that, apparently, for years. Chic released another single, I'll Be There, in 2015, but it's not known if that is still slated to be part of this album, It's About Time. Rodgers said that he's collaborated on songs for the album with Lady Gaga, Elton John, Miguel, Janelle Monáe, and others. Said some of the songs came from his cancer recovery, while others came to fruition after the deaths of his friend David Bowie and Prince. He co-wrote Till the World Falls with Anderson .Paak. I don't know who's Anderson .Paak.
He's an R&B, kind of a neo-soul singer, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this is something that people look forward to, Kara, then, huh?
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's very... I don't know, Nile Rodgers has this amazing ability to stay modern.
28 past the hour here on the DJ Show.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Hey, it's Chris from Noro Coffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased Noro Coffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for Noro Coffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With Noro Coffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at GetNoroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Healthy debate on ideas and political philosophy is important, but the calls for harassment and push for any Trump supporter to avoid the public is unacceptable.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders there as she was discussing being kicked out of a Virginia restaurant over the weekend because she works for President Trump. She also criticized California Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters for calling on people who oppose the administration to publicly harass administration officials. President Trump criticizing Waters at a rally in South Carolina last night as he criticized Democrats overall.
This has become the party of Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi. That's who it is.
Waters saying she never called for people to physically hurt supporters of Trump. Six states hold primaries today: New York, Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, Utah, and Mississippi. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Now on the DJV show, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn today. Kara Schillen is at the controls, pleasantly attending to all the details that keep this program glued together. She loves working with me in the environment that we create here. It's healthy, it's happy. Hoo-ha! All right. Having said that, the nuclear warheads deal, Jennifer. North Korean government is erasing much of its anti-U.S. propaganda now that we are buddies with Kim Jong-un. Gone are the posters depicting the U.S. as a rotten, diseased pirate nation. And the posters that promised merciless revenge on American forces for any attack on their country. In place are cheery messages touting the prospects for Korean unification, declaration that Kim signed in April with the South Korean president, promising lasting peace and friendship. How about that? But they're still the most isolated country in the world. Nobody right. gets in to find out what's going on. Anyway,
although
but
the government
propagated.
Is giving, the government's giving a timeline, our government is giving them a timeline to start delivering on some of these items to denuke. And they say that it could be done, or at least a significant amount, not completely, because it takes years to actually denuclearize. But yeah. in 6 to 8 months is
really?
Is part of this aggressive timeline our government is going to submit to Kim Jong-un this week. So,
mm-hmm. Are you following what's being done governmentally on the opioid crisis?
No. I'm just kidding.
The House of Representatives. Well, let me fill you in.
I follow none of this stuff.
I see. Yeah.
I just make it up as I go.
The House of Representatives has passed a package of more than 50 bills mm-hmm. addressed toward the opioid epidemic.
And pretty unanimously, too. I think only 14 yeah. no's on this package, right. which is good.
So now they're going over to the Senate. So basically, it's all about the non-addictive painkillers that need to be developed by the drug companies, access to addiction treatment. Why don't the drug companies pay for all this? They started it. They created it. So why aren't they paying for it? Why are we
good
paying
question.
For it?
Why
question.
Why
are we paying?
I don't know if we can force them into it. But this is not just about, these are about stricter regulations, yes, on drug companies. It's also about making sure that there's stricter enforcement. A lot of that has to do, it was one of the great pieces of Obamacare, actually, not that I say that very often, but one of the great pieces about Obamacare is that everybody's prescriptions went into a database to make it harder for people who game the system, who know how to do that and go to multiple doctors to get different prescriptions. It was a little harder for them. They want to tighten that up even more. And also prevention programs, they want to be able to go in and train doctors not to prescribe these medications. So it's a huge package, pretty comprehensive, actually, to get some steps in the right direction.
Didn't we have enough laws on the books, though, at the time? This kind of it reminds me a little bit of the border situation where there are laws on the books that are not being enforced. That's not the case. There are not laws on the books that would curb access to these things that just haven't been enforced. That's not the case.
No, because I think with this, and I don't know all the details, so maybe there was something there, but I think for a long time opioids were looked at as the number one prescribed thing for people in pain. I don't think people were looking at the side effects. I don't think that was clearly not being played up by the drug creators.
Okay.
And
so,
doctors were given benefits for prescribing them.
If that's the case, how many other drugs do you think are floating around out there that may have negative implications that we don't have any real focus on at the moment? How much more of this
kind of
thing?
And the joke is that the FDA takes, 20-plus years to actually approve a drug to begin with?
Yeah, but then you still don't know what the ramifications are down the road. You don't know what 30, 40, 50, 60 years somebody starts taking some of these drugs in their teens or 20s. What's it going to do to their life down the road? We certainly have, not to make it all negative, because we certainly have a lot of good things that have come from medicine that have helped us. But with that has come the realization of how much money can be made by developing some of these drugs. And so with that comes the development of drugs that make a lot of money that may not be so good for us, i.e.
Well, and there are people perfectly capable. Like, I don't like taking a Vicodin because it makes me feel weird. But there are people like me who can take a Vicodin and take one and take it for when I have my dental surgery or whatever it is and not need to take it again. But then there are other people who are built with a much different chemical makeup than mine, who once they take one, they need to take more and more and more and more. So it really is so much about your body's chemistry more than anything else.
Yeah, it is. And that's
and
one of the things.
Nature.
Thank you. Right. You're all our body chemistry. There's different. People don't really understand. I don't want to make this a lesson. But Professor Stefan sometimes gets off on a tangent when it comes to things like this, understanding the body versus the genome project, the DNA, the fact that most of us chemically are the same. All of us really are, no matter what the color of our skin, what our religion is, et cetera, et cetera. But how the chemicals mix in our bodies is different. It just is. So you can, some people, it's like drinking alcohol. Some people can drink lots of alcohol and absorb it and not have it affect them. Other people like me, I can't even smell the stuff without getting silly. So.
Well, and there are people who can drink a glass or two of wine and be fine. And then there are other people who can't stop until the bottle's gone and then the next one's open. So it's it really does depend on your nature and what, and so much of that I think is genetics. I know, you know, that's, you have this, you have addiction in your family, as
yep.
do I.
Yep.
And that's always made me more careful about this stuff because I know that it could be in my blood to be addicted. So when somebody hands me a pill, I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I should take that. What is this all about? And I get really nervous about it. Not everybody's built in with those same features, and it becomes,
yeah.
The reason people can't quit easily is because it becomes part of your body's makeup to want more.
Yeah. All right. Zaza, the bulldog.
Zaza?
Karen's going to run right to the he's going to Google right to the internet. Zaza. Zaza. You know how you spell Zaza Gabor? This is Zaza the bulldog.
Isn't it Zaza?
Zaza?
It's Zsa Zsa, not
Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa, Zsa Zsa. Okay, you say Zsa Zsa, I'll say Zsa. Whatever. 9-year-old bulldog voted the ugliest dog in the world. What an outrage this is.
She also slaps police officers.
She is pretty ugly, though. Poor little thing. Look at her teeth.
Oh.
Why do they have
Come
a contest
on.
For the ugliest dog? Well, who does that? They have red carpet for all of... Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the dog knows that it's being judged as the ugliest, but it's still getting lots of attention. Look, people love ugly dogs.
Do they? I don't like ugly dogs.
Well, that's just... I mean, people own, like... You own a bulldog. People own chihuahuas.
Wait a minute.
These dogs are
not cute. Hold on a second. My dog is beautiful. Don't you be talking about my dog. It's like talking about somebody's child. Your child is ugly.
Sometimes people have ugly kids.
No, my dog is not. You can't leave. You've looked at big. You said that my dog was cute. She's a sweet little girl.
Yeah, sometimes dogs are cute because they're kind of funny looking, you know?
No. All right, Michael Rappaport in the news today, speaking of funny looking. From the television show Atypical. Kara, what's that show about?
It's just another one of those kind of half an hour long family. It's not really a drama, kind of a sitcom. It's just about, he plays the father. It's just about a family who has a kid who's on the autism spectrum and kind of living life and what it's like to have a kid on the spectrum.
Okay. So over the weekend, he was on an American Airlines flight, and he noticed that a passenger... Ask directions for the bathroom. Now, how many people on a plane don't know?
How many choices are there?
Yeah,
like
right.
front or
just
back?
One there and one there. That's it. So anyway, he said he was confused, and he walked over to the emergency exit thinking it was the bathroom.
Oh, good Lord.
Opened or tried to open the door, and apparently
an airplane bathroom.
Michael Rappaport was on the plane, and he grabbed the guy just before he opened the emergency exit door. And then there were a couple of other passengers who jumped in, and the point flight crew jumped in at that moment.
Was the guy dumb or drunk, or what's the deal?
I don't know. I would think that there were a lot of people who were quoted on this thing. There's one guy from Fox Sports tweeted that Michael Rappaport just stopped a guy on our plane from opening the emergency door, no joke.
Maybe this guy was having an opioid problem, too. Because whether he was actually confused or wanted to get off the plane or what was going on in his brain, you can kind of see out of the windows on the side of the plane, so you can see that there's not a bathroom there. So
apparently Rappaport shot up out of his seat. It was at the front of the plane and said to the guy, "What the F are you doing?"
Good.
There's a lot of yelling going on. Huh? I don't know. Yeah, right. He was sitting on the bulkhead, so he was in the first row of the first class. And the guy doesn't... Well, if you understand these planes, there's the little cubby hole right behind the cockpit that is the first class bathroom, and then but right next to that is the door, the exit, it's the front door. But there's a lot of difference in size between the exit door and the door to the John.
And also the big handle that says emergency.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, if you could read basic English, you're going to know that that's not where you want to go.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. Speaking of not where you want to go, New York City police looking for a man today who chopped off his wife's arm because he was upset with her. Not Native American. His name is Yu Long Ong, Brooklyn. Used a steak knife.
Oh, that's even worse than what I was imagining.
Ugh. Right. Yeah, oh yeah. She's pregnant.
He was trying to teach her a lesson.
God.
They're trying to reattach her arm right now. Yeah, hands off, fingers, that kind of stuff. Anyway.
I'm glad I haven't eaten breakfast yet.
All right, well, then we'll pause now so you can have your breakfast. 46 past the hour here on the DJV show.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice, too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Alfa Romeo plans to add a new supercar to its lineup by 2022. It's expected to go head-to-head with car companies like Porsche and McLaren. It's called the 8C. The 8C will have a carbon fiber monocoque chassis, which is integrated into the vehicle's body and will have a twin-turbocharged mid-engine. It will have more than 700 horsepower and a 0 to 60 mile an hour time of under 3 seconds. To see the best deals on cars, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. We all know that stress is bad for our health. It suppresses the immune system and can damage our hearts. So who wouldn't want to find ways to de-stress and protect their health?
Reflexology is a form of massage and maybe acupressure kind of combined together, where we might take the bottom of the foot and associate different points on the foot with different activities in the human body. So putting pressure on a certain point in the foot might impact something going on, let's say, in the heart.
Dr. Brent Bauer, Director of Research for the Mayo Clinic Integrative Medicine Program, says aromatherapy can be calming.
We all have associations with great smell. You remember mom baking apple pie, right? It filled the house. If you think about that, even just thinking about that smell, most of us get a warm feeling, a relaxation. Well, it turns out a lot of those scents, for example, lavender, is oftentimes considered very relaxing. So for many people, that's enough of a relaxing effect that they actually can sleep better.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
ED. It's embarrassing, and the prescription drugs can be so expensive. $40 or more a dose. That's too much. Recently, I was introduced to the nicest people at Marley Drug in North Carolina. It's a pharmacy there with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Speak to a pharmacist at Marley Drug. Call 800-601-0310. 800-601-0310. Marley Drug. 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Jennifer, you may be happy to know that researchers, University of Nebraska, uncovered a protein molecule in plants that control light's effect on how a plant will grow. That means that you may not have to, in the future, mow your lawn. You can put a shine a light on it, and it'll stop growing but still stay green. How about that?
I wonder if I could do that to my legs, do you think? Just shine a light on them?
And no
maybe
more hair?
Laser therapy. I guess you can laser your hair.
Ten check before the out. Hour.
Huh.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It is now 53 after the hour, time for a long overdue visit from Mr. Money Pit. I didn't say Money Pants, I said Money Pit himself, Tom Kreitler.
Good
Tommy
morning.
McKay is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard every weekend around the country. You can deal with any issue. Matter of fact, if you don't hear it on the radio or in their podcast, you can get it because the contents of their free newsletter, all kinds of things you can, well, for example, this week, the edition of the Money Pit newsletter has five fun ideas for updating your kitchen backsplash. I woke up this morning wondering.
You're going to do just that?
Absolutely. I want to have fun on my kitchen backsplash.
This is a fun project. Come on. It's a tile project that you can tackle on a weekend. There's lots of things that you can do to make it interesting, and it changes the whole look of your kitchen, you know, without spending a whole lot of money.
Also, smart summer lawn care tips. Did you hear me talking about the research that's been done? The folks at the University of Nebraska uncovered a protein molecule in plants like lawns.
Right.
And the molecule controls the light, the effect that light has on the growth of a plant.
Okay.
So that you could genetically alter seeds. The folks at Monsanto are going to love this. They never saw a seed they didn't want to genetically modify. So eventually, you could grow your lawn to a point, and you could fool it in a sense, so that it didn't grow as fast, looked great, but you wouldn't have to mow it as often.
I'll tell you, that would be attractive to a lot of folks. You know what we've been getting a lot of questions on is the artificial turf for folks that want to have it at home. And it's compelling in the idea that you don't have to mow it, but in the summer it tends to get very, very hot. It's not good for pets.
Yeah.
You know, and I just don't think your house is going to look that normal in the winter if you live in a place with a cold climate when everybody else has got, you know, grayed out, browned out grass or snow and you still got a beautiful green lawn.
All right. So I also, in conjunction with that story, found a warning for children and riding mowers, how it is that parents are asking their children at a young age to ride these. This can be kind of a deadly. You can have these riding lawnmowers are not for 5-year-old kids to be running.
You know, that's been going on forever. I mean, as long as there have been riding lawnmowers, there's been dumb parents trying to give their kids rides on lawnmowers. Yeah. And it's just.
And they lose their fingers and their toes.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And,
oh, it's awful. Yeah. Yeah.
Legs.
Awful. Yep.
Yeah. No.
Shouldn't be doing it.
Bad idea. Okay. The questions that come from are, by the way, you can sign up for the newsletter at moneypit.com. Here's a listener who lives in Georgia. Jack wants to find out from us about plaster ceilings that are deteriorating.
Right.
So what can we tell this listener about how to fix those?
You know, I've had plenty of those. My house was built in 1886, and I actually went through the repair process two ways. First of all, if the ceiling has a lot of cracks in it and it's loose, I mean, you got to do something about it, because let me tell you, that plaster is darn heavy, and as it starts to break away and fall, you know, somebody can get hurt. You're certainly going to dent your furniture, if not yourself. So your options are to either remove that plaster, tear it out completely, or put another layer of drywall on top of the plaster. Now, I've done it both ways. Originally, my first big renovation project in my office, I took out all of the old plaster. And what I found was that it was nice that we were down to the studs, but because it was a plaster wall, those studs in those 100-year-old houses, they're not exactly in alignment. They're not exactly flat in a plane. So you can't, you know, just attach drywall to it and expect it to be like a flat wall. Because with plaster, remember, plaster was wet, so the craftsmen back then could smooth it out and make it look perfect. But in the old homes, of course, those beams are not quite perfect. So, you know, that was a challenge we had to overcome. And the next time we did this in another section of the house, I decided to put drywall on top of the old plaster. It was a much simpler, faster, cleaner way to do it. The only thing you have to remember is that if you're going to cover your electrical outlets, you're going to cover go around windows, you've got to sort of pack the trim out. You've got to adjust the electrical boxes so they come out that extra half or 3/8 inch, depending on the thickness of the drywall you use. But it's an easier way to go, and it looks great.
All right. DJV listener Sylvia in Kansas is concerned about her home. The previous owners put wallpaper straight on the drywall.
Ooh, yeah.
So she wants to remove it. How does she do that?
Very, very difficult, because it's going to be like permanently attached to the paper. I mean, this is one of the situations, Doug, where I would suggest painting over the wallpaper.
Right over, no.
Yeah, I mean, we don't like to suggest that, but as long as it's just a normal paper, you're probably not going to notice much difference. I would prime it, and then I would put the second coat on top of that with a flat latex paint.
So it gets rid of the sheen. It gets rid of the patterns and things that you might otherwise see. Yeah.
Yeah. But use flat paint, good quality flat paint, washable flat paint. If you use anything with a sheen, you're more likely to see those seams.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because a little bit of the gloss, you know, from the light sort of bouncing off it.
Just use flat. Off it. All right. Great tip from Tom Kreidler. You get lots of that at his website, moneypit.com, and on the radio program, The Money Pit. Tommy the K at 59 past the
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.